Welcome back to The Long Lunch with Wendell Nissen on Radio Live. We're all obsessed with losing weight, aren't we? Including my producer, Dave. What if I told you that it's all in your head? Yes. The brain is the most crucial muscle to exercise when it comes to overhauling your lifestyle. Here to help us out to understand that is world-leading weight management psychologist and resident psychologist on the TV show The Biggest Loser, Glenn McIntosh. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Wendell. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Nice to hear from you. Listen, tell me, how can my brain help me lose weight?
Well, it's a very, very good question. It's a question that I get asked all the time. And I reckon psychology is the missing piece of the puzzle. Like, when you think about it, we all know enough about eating well to kind of eat well. We all know exercise is good for us. But it's about being in the right headspace to not only do it, but to make a habit of doing it. And then I think we've got to go a step further to enjoy doing it so it just becomes part of your life.
So you just mentioned two words there, habit and enjoy, two things I struggle with when I'm trying to lose weight. But it makes a lot of sense because, I mean, I'm sure you see it in your practice every day. You know, everyone starts off with the best of intentions. They get on the right eating, they do the right exercise, and then 2 weeks later, bam, all gone. How do we stop that?
Yeah, how do we stop it, Wendell? It's what us researchers, we call that the Nike swoosh of weight loss. You lose weight, then shoots all back up with interest.
Off to have the Chardonnay and the sausages, yeah.
Exactly. Now, here's the key thing, and this is something that most people don't understand because 97% of people who try to lose weight will regain it with interest. And then you just end up doing like all 50 of those Nike swooshes over your life and you end up dieting yourself fatter.
Because studies support that, don't they? I've seen a lot of studies on that, yeah.
A million studies support it. It's absolutely, the jury is out and has come back. But the dieting industry doesn't want you to know that because they've got to sell you fast, easy weight loss.
Yep.
So the way to overcome this is to actually, like, to stop playing the weight loss game. It's like playing the weight loss game is like trying to get rich at the casino. So I actually don't do this with my clients. My clients come in, they all want to lose weight like everyone does. But I say to them, you know what? If you were to say to me, Glenn, I want some psychology strategies to spend all my money and get super rich at the casino, I'd say, no way. The risk is just too big. It's just not worth it, so I won't do that with you.
Also, it probably goes against some of the things you signed when you became a psychologist.
Oh, exactly. And it's the same thing. Just because everyone does this crazy dieting,
yeah,
it doesn't mean that I'm going to do. I say to people, if you've done 4, 5, 6 failed diets, I'm not going to be number 7. You're going to get number 7 from the million programs out there. So it's a hard thing to do because what we actually have to do to succeed is reframe the whole focus. Like, you think about it with you and Dave, your producer. I hope you're listening in.
He is.
You know, if you want to create habit, here's the thing. We talked about good words, Wendell. You picked them out. Habit and enjoyment. And those things go together. We create habits of things that we like doing. And it's basic psychology. We're not good at doing stuff that we don't like doing. And if we focus on weight loss, it actually undermines our ability to create habits. So if you're doing something like, say, for example, you know, a shake diet, you lose heaps of weight on a shake diet, 90% of people will, but you learn nothing about habits and you certainly don't enjoy yourself. So what we say to our clients is take the focus off the scales and learn how to develop a healthy relationship with food and a healthy relationship with exercise. So you enjoy eating well, so you enjoy moving your body, and then what happens is your body just ends up finding its own natural way.
So I guess what you're saying there, and by the way, we will take some calls from you guys. If you have your own weight loss question, do give us a call on 0800 844 747 or a text 3920. So what you're basically saying there is if you're feeding yourself correctly, well, not correctly, but health, you know, good health foods, and yeah. I have done those Weight Watchers diets, and I have eaten that Weight Watchers food, and it is foul, and you hate it, and you end up going, I can't possibly eat another, and it's full of preservatives and additives, yeah, and nonsense. But if I eat nicely, like good quality eggs and fresh veggies, And then I do nice, long, enjoyable walks on the beach with my dogs. My body goes, this is fun. Like, this isn't, I'm not actually trying to lose weight here. I'm just rewarding my body. So is there something in your brain that goes, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up subconsciously?
Absolutely, because it's fun. I talk about, when you think about exercise, you know, what you just described to me, I'm listening to you, I'm like, oh, that sounds really nice.
Yes. That's
something I'd like to do. And so many of us, when we try to lose weight, we try to get into these habits that we hate doing. It's never going to happen. I think about your relationship with exercise being like a relationship with a person.
Mm.
And like, if you think about, say, your think of your favorite person in the world, and you think if they said, "Hey, Wendell, you know, let's go have a coffee, or let's go have a drink," you'd jump at the chance, right?
Yes.
Think of now, and I don't say any names, especially now, but think of the person that most annoys the hell out of you.
Well, that's really easy.
That's easy, okay. Cool. Well, no names. Think about if they said, let's go and have a coffee or let's have a drink in the next couple of weeks. Would you go?
No way, Jose.
You'd make any excuse not to, and that's the same with exercise. We have some trainers that work with us in my business, and that they keep clients so well. Their retention's three times the average of a normal PT. People go, what's your secret? How do you keep these people? And we go, we focus on what people like doing. It's not much of a secret. And that's what I think the key is. I think if you do a terrible job of your exercise, you focus on the gains, either I want to get stronger or fitter or I want to lose weight, over your enjoyment of it. If you do an okay job of it, you kind of prioritise both together. It's a bit about the gains, a bit about what your experience of it. And I reckon, very different to what most people do, but I reckon the best way to do it is actually, like you say, prioritise the fun, the pleasure, doing things that you actually like doing, not about weight loss. And then your mind subconsciously is saying, yeah, I like this. I want more of this. This is quite nice. And it has nothing to do with weight loss or even sometimes nothing to do with being healthy. You just do it because you like it.
Yeah, and I guess your brain likes it. I had a very funny, I was doing some gardening about 6 months ago and my elderly mother was sitting watching me and I was pulling out weeds and like getting a real sweat on. She said, I'm surprised you haven't lost some weight the way you do your gardening. I'm like, thanks, Mum. Nice positive reinforcement there.
Mothers
go away.
And weight loss. Oh, man, because we do live in this diet culture where everything is, all about losing weight. People come into me sometimes after a couple of weeks, they're like, Glenn, I'm exercising, I feel tons better, I'm eating better, so I'm sleeping better, my skin's clearer, and they go, oh, but I haven't lost weight yet, so this is all completely worthless.
You're absolutely right. We've all done that. Actually, we've got Bruce on the line. Let's have a chat to Bruce. Bruce, what would you like to talk to Glenn about?
Well, I lost a lot of weight by helping myself. I prolapsed two of my discs in my back.
Yeah.
And I needed to build up my core muscles to take the pressure off my back. So I started doing Pilates by laying on the ground and just moving my legs out because that's all I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that religiously, and I was about 92 kgs. Now I do it with 3 kilo weights on each ankle, still doing the same exercise, just engage your core, and now I hover between 84 and 85 kilos.
Hey, well done, Bruce. That sounds like an amazing thing to do. Is that quite a common thing for you, Glenn, when someone's actually just doing some exercise for something else, and in Bruce's case is back, and gets the surprise benefits?
Absolutely. I call that accidental weight loss. And Bruce, you know, you acknowledge, you can tell, you knew what was going on with your spine. You knew that you specifically had to strengthen certain muscles to stabilize your body. And then as a result, the weight kind of fell off. But that's that accidental weight loss, I think we've got to make sure that we don't make everything into a secret weight loss strategy. The weight loss is a bit of a cherry on top. Because the reality is, that we're all supposed to weigh different sizes, you know, different weights and be different sizes. You know, Bruce has done that. He's lost, you know, 5 or 6 kilos, which is awesome. Another person would do that and they'd lose 2 kilos. Another person would lose 10. Some people would lose 0. Doesn't mean it's not a great, healthy thing to do. So good story, Bruce. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back, Glenn, and talk about your online program that you've got starting soon and continue this great discussion. You're firing me up, Glenn. I'm feeling so positive.
I love talking about this stuff, so I'm happy to be here.
All right, we're back in a moment.
Take a long lunch with Wendell Nissen on Radio Live.
Welcome back to The Long Lunch with Wendell Nissen on Radio Live. We're talking about weight loss. Oh, my gosh. We're always talking about weight loss, aren't we, with our friends, with our family. Joining me now is the world-leading weight management psychologist and resident psychologist on The Biggest Loser, that TV show you all love, Glenn McIntosh. Welcome back, Glenn.
No, thanks for having me back.
Now, I'm going to talk about your online program in a minute, but first, let's talk about self-talk, because this is what really gets me. I go out to lunch with my girlfriends, and they're all like, I'm not eating that because I'm fat as a house. And then the next one goes, oh, I hate myself at the moment. I've had such a bit, you know. And it's like, guys, we're having a lunch together. Let's just enjoy ourselves. Have some fun.
Totally. It's like a pastime for us to get together and bag ourselves out and talk about what everyone else looks like. And it's the worst thing you can do for your body image. I talk to all of my clients, and this would be so interesting for you to talk with your friends and all of the listeners to see if they want to do this with their friends. I talk to people about having a conversation with the people around them and seeing if they can implement a no-fat talk rule where you just decide, hey, you know what? We actually have better things to talk about with each other than what we hate about our bodies, what we're eating, what we're not eating. Like, let's talk about what we're doing with work or how the family is or an important book that you're reading or anything else apart from weight loss.
I once said to a friend of mine, she was self-talking herself so badly. I said, would you say that to me? And she said, no, I'd never say that to you. I said, well, why would you do it to yourself? Why would you put yourself down like that? It's awful. And she stopped, which is good.
That's so cool.
We are obsessed, though, aren't we? It is such an issue. And I've actually got to tell myself off because I made a snide comment to Dave this morning about someone having... I was so bad. Bad Wendell. And it's not... You shouldn't be using it as humour. Okay, so we need to use our brains. We need to stop the negative self-talk. We need to enjoy what we're doing, because it's no use doing exercise if you hate it, and we need to get into the habit. How long does it take for something to become a habit?
Oh, interesting question. You know what? The bad news is it's a little bit longer than the dieting industry would tell us.
Oh.
It's a little bit... So if we look at eating and exercise behaviours, one of my colleagues, Gina Cleo, down at Bond Uni, she's doing some really interesting research in this area, and she shows that for eating and exercise, which is my main thing, it takes between 18 and, wait for it, 254 days to make a habit.
That's nearly a year, Glenn. That's like two-thirds of a year.
Yeah. We have an online program we call the 12-month transformation, and people are like, what? Can't I do it in 3 weeks? Or can't I do it in... It's like, hey, guys, it takes time, you know?
I once did one of those at my gym, 6 weeks. Fat to muscle. And I did lose weight and I did get some muscle. But you know what? 6 weeks later, back on.
I call those programs lose as much weight as you can then gain it all back with interest programs.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But you know, at the end of that 6 weeks, it was lovely. I felt great. And I went out and drank like far too much and got very sick. So there you go. Because, you have to stop drinking and it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Unrealistic.
Yeah,
listen,
totally.
Tell me about your online program. So you've got one starting on May 21st. What happens?
Yes, we do. So our online program is actually pretty much all about what we've been talking about today. It's about letting go of the grip that the weight loss and diet industry has on us. It's about learning intuitive eating skills. So intuitive eating abilities are abilities to eat well without trying.
Without having to think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's when it becomes a habit. and developing that positive relationship with exercise that we've been talking about. So it's a six-week online program. You could do it from anywhere in the world. And if people want to sign up, the pre-season is actually starting now. So they can sign up and get started before the May 21st finish. We support everyone with a Facebook group. But it's not for people who want to lose 50 kilos in 6 weeks. It's actually for people who are done with the yo-yoing and actually want to create naturally healthy habits that will be with them for the rest of their life.
What a great plan. And you know what? Saves going along to a meeting at Weight Watchers and shaming each other. That thing where you all have to get up and weigh yourself. And they used to give you a pig or something, didn't they, if you didn't lose any weight that week? I mean, what a horrible thing to do.
I was just talking to one of my clients yesterday who said she reached her goal weight and the first thing that the instructor said was, you should have lost that faster.
Oh!
Oh, man.
I remember going after I had a baby and I was just trying to lose some baby weight and there was this other woman there who was so perfect and she lost so much weight and she was like everything I wasn't at that time because I was a sleep-deprived mother of a new baby. And I just walked out. I just said, you know what, I don't need this. I've got enough going on. I don't need you to make me feel bad.
Yeah, it is a very popular way to make yourself feel bad and create some really funny, in psychologist language, disordered eating habits.
Yes, that is the problem. Now, before I let you go, and I will, I promise, I won't keep you on the show all day as much as I'd love to. Someone has asked, he said he's cut sugar out of his diet. He goes to the gym 3 times a week, still not losing weight. What is he doing wrong? He's 50 years old.
I would say he's focusing on his weight too much. Don't exercise to lose weight. Don't eat well to lose weight. Eat well because eating well is going to make you happy and healthy. Exercise because it's fun and let your body take care of itself. You know, we're all supposed... What do I want to say?
I don't know.
And well-being and success comes in a variety of shapes and sizes. This is a super crude analogy, Wendell, but if you think about us human beings being like different breeds of dog,
yes,
we're not all supposed to be the skinny little pretty poodles. You know, if you're a Mastiff or a Doberman or a Great Dane or a Rottweiler, you're going to have your healthiest shape and size and weight is going to be different to a little poodle. So
that's a really good point.
Yeah, get over this thin ideal. I have some clients who come into me and I love helping people create healthier habits. But sometimes I have clients that come into me and say, Glenn, I'm taking wonderful care of myself. I eat so well. I've seen a dietitian. They agree with me. I move my body most days of the week. What am I doing wrong? And I'm like, the only thing you're doing wrong is trying to lose more weight. Your body's like, I'm like, you're done. Now it becomes a matter of learning to be comfortable in the skin that you're in.
Before I let you go, what dog breed are you then?
That's a good question.
Has no one ever asked you that before?
No one has ever asked me that before. I reckon I'm probably like a terrier because I'm little, but I'm loud. I just keep going and I'm just high energy.
I'm a Labrador. I can tell you that straight off. Such a Labrador.
That's nice. Nice and friendly.
Yeah, just kind of chilled. Like my food. Hey, listen, it's been really lovely talking to you. We'll have to get you back for another session at some stage.
Totally. Anytime, Wendell. Thanks for having me.
And to find your online program, weightmanagementpsychology.com.au. Is that the right site?
Totally. Absolutely. Go and check it out, guys.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Glenn McIntosh there from... what a great guy. Really enjoyed talking to him. I hope you enjoyed listening to him. So weightmanagementpsychology.com. It's not too expensive, I was pleased to see, because quite often people do these online things and it's like, oh, yeah, $3,000. It's about something like $17.99 a week. I think that sounds pretty reasonable.